Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mushtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. India AI Impact Summit 2026 begins in New Delhi. 5-day summit is first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it is a matter of immense pride that people from all over the world are coming to India for AI Impact Summit. Violence in Kashmir, Northeast and Maoist-affected areas has been reduced by 80%, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. 8 people killed after a massive fire broke out in a factory in Rajasthan. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, match between Afghanistan and United Arab Emirates underway in the Group D clash in Delhi. And now the news in detail. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 begins in New Delhi. The 5-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for the public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castillon, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumaradissa Naike, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister, Shering Tobgay. The External Affairs Ministry said that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The U.S. Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by 3 foundational pillars, or sutras, which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. More from our correspondent.
Artificial intelligence is a key enabler of India's development journey, strengthening governance and improving public service delivery. The 5-day summit will bring together global leaders, policymakers, technology companies, innovators, and experts to showcase and deliberate on the transformative potential of AI across governance, innovation, and sustainable development. On the first day of the India AI Summit today, panel discussions are being held on a range of topics at Bharat Mandapam and Sushma Swaraj Bhavan. This includes the future of employability in the age of AI, harnessing AI to transform India's judicial ecosystem, AI for road safety, data-driven solutions for enhancing road safety in India, and AI for smart and resilient agriculture. Recognizing the strategic importance of AI, India has accorded high priority to building a robust and inclusive AI ecosystem. Initiatives such as the India AI Mission, development of AI compute infrastructure, promotion of indigenous AI models, and large-scale capacity building programs are laying a strong foundation for responsible and trusted AI adoption in the country. With Aman Yadav, Ankit Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome to the world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. The Prime Minister added that the occasion also shows the capability of the country's youth. He also highlighted that the summit's theme of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, or Welfare for All, Happiness for All, reflects the country's shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi this evening. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran today said that India can lead globally by aligning AI adoption with mass employability through education reform. Mr. Nageswaran made these remarks during the Future of Employability and AI session at the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. He said India could become one of the largest societies where machine learning and human resources complement each other rather than conflict.
For India, this is not a debate about the future of work. It is a decision about the future of growth, social stability, and cohesion. We must act and act now. The first step begins with a reform of our education and pedagogy and the teaching and the imparting of foundational skills.
CEO of Edgeverve, Satish Sitaramaya, said AI will act as a faster capability multiplier and lifelong learning ability will be the core mantra to tide over the AI wave. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has set up a dedicated pavilion at the India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi, highlighting India's growing technological capabilities, startup depth, and policy-led vision for responsible AI adoption. The pavilion, which houses the Waves Creators Corner, is designed as a media and dialogue space where policymakers, startups, and industry leaders converge to discuss how artificial intelligence can be aligned with India's developmental priorities, cultural diversity, and national security considerations. The Indian Army will highlight its expanding integration of artificial intelligence to strengthen sustainment, enhance operational readiness, and build future-ready defense capabilities at the AI Impact Summit 2026. In a social media post, the Army said, visitors can explore cutting-edge dual-use technologies at the Indian Army AI stall at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai tomorrow. During the meeting, the two leaders will review progress made in India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Mr. Macron will be on a three-day official visit to India from tomorrow at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIN News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, the violence in Kashmir, Northeast and Maoist affected areas has been reduced by 80%. He said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, Mr. Shah said Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security.
After the abrogation of Article 370, we have succeeded in reducing the figures of violence in Kashmir, the Northeast, and Maoist affected areas by up to 80%. The day is not far when all three of these regions will be completely free from violence.
Mr. Shah said the foundation stone for a Delhi Police Special Cell Integrated Headquarters has been laid today to further strengthen policing in the national capital. The spice sector has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, Chairman of Federation of Indian Spice Stakeholders, Tejas Gandhi, said that the deal will help in generating new opportunities of enhancing market competitiveness. Mr. Gandhi added that the reduction of tariffs will boost exports of Indian goods.
US hamare masalon ke liye.
The US is the fourth largest market in the world for our spices, so this will benefit us greatly. We will be able to compete much better with our competing countries. Last year, when a 50% tariff was imposed, our export declined by nearly 15% due to the tariff. With the introduction of the 0% tariff, we will regain the market.
0% tariff aane ke baad hum market regain karenge.
In Rajasthan, 8 people have been killed after a massive fire broke out in a factory in Tapukara of Kherthal Tijara district. Police and administrative authorities began relief and rescue operations. Firefighters are attempting to douse the flames. More people are feared to be trapped inside the factory. Incident is reported to have occurred at a cardboard factory in the Khushkhela industrial area. According to eyewitnesses, a fire broke out early morning following a loud explosion in the factory, and within a short time it took a severe and uncontrollable form. ADM Sumitra Mishra stated that the bodies of all 8 workers have been recovered. Rescue operation is still underway. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the fire mishap in Rajasthan. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan extended condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the incident as tragic and deeply saddening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi condoled the loss of lives in the mishap and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. The International Shivratri Festival of Mandi District in Himachal Pradesh is beginning today. This time, more than 216 deities have been invited to the fair, who will stay in Mandi for an entire week. The festival will commence with prayers and the traditional Jaleb ceremony at the Sri Raj Madhav Rai Temple. In China, 8 people were killed and left 2 others with minor burns following an explosion and fire at a fireworks shop ahead of the Lunar New Year. 4 people were killed after an Israeli airstrike targeted a vehicle near Lebanon's border with Syria, underlining continued hostilities along Israel's northern front despite an existing truce. According to Lebanon's national news agency, an Israeli drone struck a car in the Majdal Anjar area near the Lebanese-Syrian cross border last night. The Israeli military said that it had targeted operatives belonging to the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. Members of civil society organizations from Chandel and Teng Nopal district of Manipur called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that they visited Rashtrapati Bhavan as part of the National Integration Tour. Central Industrial Security Force or CISF today conducted a joint counter-terrorist mock exercise at Delhi Airport to enhance inter-agency coordination, preparedness and response to security threats. In a social media post, CISF said that the exercise focused on strengthening threat response, sharpening tactical readiness, and ensuring seamless inter-agency coordination. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, United Arab Emirates have set a target of 161 runs for Afghanistan in a Group D clash in Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Chasing the target, Afghanistan were 106 for 4 in 14.4 overs when reports last came in. Put in to bat first, UAE posted 160 runs, losing 9 wickets in 20 overs. Suhaib Khan scored 68 off 48 balls, while Alishan Sharafu scored 40 off 31 balls. England will take on Italy in a Group C clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening at 3 p.m, while Australia will take on Sri Lanka at Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Palikele this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading 0.41% higher in afternoon trade today, supported by value buying across key sectors. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India AI Impact Summit 2026 begins in New Delhi. 5-day summit is first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it is a matter of immense pride that people from all over the world are coming to India for AI Impact Summit. Violence in Kashmir, Northeast and Maoist affected areas has been reduced by 80%, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. 8 people killed after a massive fire broke out in a factory in Rajasthan. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, match between Afghanistan and United Arab Emirates underway in the Group D clash in Delhi. That's all in Midday News.